Hey Matt, how you doing?
Hello.
That was my radio voice.
Not bad.
Yeah, stick to football. Hey Matt, can you Matt, this is Sean Jensen. I had you in Green Bay for a bit. What's it been like for you jumping into this after, you know, Jake initially started the season?
Well, it was a little bit of a transition. I think it was the first four games that he started. I could be wrong. I'm not sure. I started against Minnesota, but not sure where that was. But I definitely didn't feel, I played my best when I first came in. Felt like the speed of the game was something that I didn't handle very well. And but I think coming back with the starting in Pittsburgh, felt like I got back on track and, felt in the groove and, felt back to normal, I guess.
Your numbers, Matt, against the Bears the last couple of times you played them have been pretty good. Why do you think you've had such success against their defense?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't even know what those numbers are. But I know that they're obviously a great defense. They have been for a long time. And, for like the last 50 years, they've kind of been known for having a great defense. And it's one of those teams that I think you really got to study and understand. I think I learned a good amount about that defense when I was in Green Bay, being that Tampa was running a similar defense, and Tampa was the best defense in the division when I was in Green Bay. And so we studied it, we learned it, we talked about it. And then obviously when I went to Seattle, St. Louis was a really, really good team, and people talked about their offense, but their defense was very, very good. With guys like Grant Wickstrom and Leonard Little and Aeneas Williams, all the different guys, and I believe Lovey was there, and it, it's just again a great defense. And then in Chicago, since I've played them, whether it be in the regular season or the postseason, they've got all pro players. I mean, guys that are perennial Pro Bowlers, guys that are great at their position, and it's a defense that you not only know because you watch them on TV as a fan, but you also study them and you sort of raise your game in preparation in a sense just to try to be successful.
Have you seen a defense score like they've been able to score before? Have you ever seen that before?
They're on a roll, and I think those things come in bunches, come in waves, and they're playing with confidence. I mean, there's times where the DBs are taking chances that a team that's not on a roll, they don't take those chances. But their DBs know that the ball's coming out sometimes. They understand the concept of the defense very well. They understand the concept of it seems like they understand the concept of pass protections and you see guys jumping routes. It's very obvious. And but again, the defense is playing together, so it's not like a rogue guy doing his own thing usually. It's usually, hey, I'm jumping this and they have my back. So when they do give up a big play, it's usually not for a score. It's usually just, an explosive gain. As opposed to you see other teams, if they give up a big play, it usually results in a touchdown.
So what impresses you most with Tillman and Jennings?
Oh, they're two very, very different styles of corners, but two guys that you obviously have a great amount of respect for. I think in particular the last few weeks, Tillman has been playing really, really well. They've given him a lot of responsibility, matching up on some good big receivers. Played against him many times. Obviously, he's well known for creating turnovers, stripping the ball, and being a very, very smart player. But he makes plays at the moment of truth. 26 on the other side is a different. He's a little quicker and more aggressive. I mean, he's one of those guys that, he's taking chances. He's scoring touchdowns because he's smart and he understands when to take chances and when not to take chances. And it's a good matchup. I mean, it's a good tandem, I should say, and they match up well against all the different teams. The one guy will go to the bigger receiver, the other guy will go to the shorter, quicker receiver. How they choose to play us, I have no idea because we don't really fit into that category like other teams do. But either way, both guys are playing well, and is a huge, huge part of the success of this defense.
Any other questions? All right, thank you, Matt.
Thanks, Matt.
All
right, good talking to you.